This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Right, Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fatboy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard? Or the true location of Area 51. It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not bushy. It's
thank you.
Well kept. Bushy sounds like it's not kept. It's well groomed. Thank you.
Bushy. I'm going to pump you good.
Hang on, Bob. You know what? You keep threatening that. Won't you?
Ew.
You got trouble for that over the years, Bobby.
That's true.
Robert Barker, rest in peace.
Gather around, friends, because today I got a real-life mystery that probably gonna make your skin crawl.
Uh-oh.
It's got fake identities, secret messages, and a man who literally erased himself from existence. And the craziest part about this, y'all, is that nobody knows who he really was.
Oh, no.
This is Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries. Hi, Matt. This is the story of Peter Bergman, or at least that's the name that he wanted us to believe. We go back to the year 2009. It was June 12th. I believe, according to calculators, that's 16 years ago. A quiet town called Sligo, Ireland. Or maybe it's Sligo. It looks like Slingo, Sligo, but with no N.
Sligo.
If you watch TV's Price is Right, which we just mentioned. A man arrives by bus from nearby Derry, D-E-R-R-Y, in Northern Ireland.
Derry.
Derry? Okay.
I don't know.
Older-looking guy, gray hair, glasses, nothing necessarily particularly memorable about him. In other words, you walking down the street, he's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. You'd see him, all right, typical-looking guy, blends in, whatever. The only thing that was kind of odd is that he was carrying a plastic bag that was bright purple. And They have all this on CCTV, all the closed circuit, all the surveillance. Again, 2009, I mean, this stuff was there. There was no stores nearby that used that bright purple bag. Nothing to say, you know, whatever. They couldn't figure out the oddity of the purple bag. But the only thing is, when he first came into Sligo, he said that he was walking with purpose. An older guy that knew where he was going and wanted to hurt him get there. And
like Vince McMahon back in the day?
Well, maybe not with the big overstepping and slinging the arms like he's a bushwhacker, but he's quickly getting to his hotel at the Sligo City Hotel, or Sligo, as it were. He pays in cash, no credit cards, no ID, just hold card cash, cold hard cash as well. You know what? You're a dyslexia bully.
Dyslexia bully.
How dare you? So he goes, he signs a guest book, and he writes his name as Peter Bergman and puts an address that he's from so-and-so Boulevard in Austria. But there's one problem with that, my friends.
It was Know Your Role Boulevard.
No. Oh. It was Shut Your Mouth Drive. The address did not exist. Uh-oh. But they didn't cross-search that when he checked in because he paid with cash. He's like, whatever. So the next few days, the surveillance cameras capture him walking all over town, always with that same bright purple plastic bag in his hand. And this is where it kind of gets real weird and takes a turn. He's constantly disposing of small things piece by piece in random trash bins all through Sligo or Sligo, Ireland. Just draw, and you can't tell what it is, but the way he's putting it in there, he's hiding it almost like he didn't want it to be found. And the kicker is, nothing was ever found. They went back to these spots, they found nothing. But you see on camera, he's taking something out of this purple plastic bag, he's hiding it near the trash bins, near the dump areas. They can't find the stuff.
And he doesn't have a dog, so it's not dog poop.
No.
I'm sure they looked over it, right? They just didn't know what they were looking for.
They didn't know what they were looking for. They just noticed he would stop, look around, hide some stuff, and go about its way. You couldn't see what he was taking out of the bag. So you fast forward to June 16th. That morning, a taxi dropped him off at a place called Ross's Point Beach. It's looks real pretty. I didn't think about the Irish coast as like a beach, but it's real nice. You're addicted to hand sanitizer. You're sitting here huffing while I'm doing a very
alarming.
I'm trying to hide it so you don't have to see it. She called me a
but I hear.
I did call you something.
Like you were the way that with the Sharpies back 10 years ago, and now you've moved on to
you're
hand sanitizer.
You're a Sandy sniffer.
You're a Sandy sniffer.
She called me Sandy sniffer. Come on.
Christ. I'm over here pouring my heart out to you, and you're over there just catching a buzz.
This is important. This is
and I'm in it, too, because the guy, you know, he's littering like hell, and nobody can find what it is.
Not littering. So the taxi drops him off at Ross's Point Beach. Look it up on Google Maps. Beautiful. Later that day, his lifeless body is found washed up on shore.
Oh.
At first, to everyone involved, the police and whatnot, they assumed it was a drowning. But then the autopsy report comes in. There was no water in his lungs. No water in his lungs.
Then he
no
couldn't
signs,
have drowned.
No signs of trauma. There were no drugs. There was no poison. Nothing. Cause of death, officially, unknown.
He still would have been in the water. Like, even if he didn't drown, if he died before he hit the water, he still would have got water in his lungs.
See, that's not even the strangest part. The authorities started examining his belongings, and then they realized that every single label on his clothes had been cut out. The sizes, the brands, the warning label, like all that stuff. No tags, no branding, nothing traced back to a store or original place that it was made. Nothing. They could not even look at the pants and try to even tell, with the pants particularly, what the material was. The only thing they found, he had no wallet, he had no phone. And this was in 2009, y'all, so phone. Didn't have a phone, no ID, just had a few euros in his pocket. And a single key to an unknown lock.
He had gyros in his pocket?
Nope. He was not in Greece. You could have said potatoes because they're in Ireland.
Random.
You said he had euros in his pocket.
Oh.
Take another hit.
Does that make you hungry?
I need you to get through this. No, go ahead. If that's what you need
does
to do.
Does that make you hungry?
To get through this. I want to hear it right now. Go ahead.
Hear a big one.
Do a big hit. Big rip.
Sandy sniffer.
That's what you deserve. I hope in the future you have to sue makers of hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
I don't want to enable him.
Sanitizer lung.
God almighty, that was... Like, I was trying to be half funny, but that was...
Mark Hendricks, I'm trying.
It was too much.
Here's where it's even more bizarre, though. I mean, you think, whoa. The autopsy, they were like, we're not just going to accept this unknown cause of death. This is strange. We don't know who this guy is. And one particular member of the police organization made it his thing to, like, I want to figure this out. I guess you'd say it's his baby project. You know, when a management type says, oh, that's my baby, I'm going to get that one pushed through or whatever.
And this would be easier today.
So they got a second autopsy done. Second autopsy revealed that he had late-stage prostate cancer and heart disease.
Oh, good Lord.
This man was dying. But instead of seeking medical help or spending time with his family, if he had one, he chose to literally erase himself from existence. And to this day, nobody knows what his real name was, where he came from, originally born from, why he went to such extreme lengths to disappear like that, to cut off his tags and to not carry any kind of ID. He made a post office stop at one point mailing something, but to who? No one knows. What was inside, no one knows.
But that tells you maybe that he knew, right? He knew he was sick.
You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know what that, without going through rehab and chemo, like what that does to the body if you don't get that seen and figured out, if you know.
Yeah.
What about the purple bags?
What about the purple bag? Again, astonishing thing. No one knows what he was hiding.
Like colonoscopy bags.
Say again.
What?
Colonoscopy bags. Is that how you said that?
Yes. This is exactly.
Give her a hit. Give her one. Actually, I think she's been doing them. That's why she just said colonoscopy. Wasn't that your last name prior to me? That's Luskoski.
Colonoscopy.
I didn't know if she was talking about a new brand or something.
No.
Throw your Louis out. Get the new colonoscopy bag.
It's called an S bag, I think, medically. But, you know.
And you shouldn't reuse those either.
No.
A lot of people think that Peter Bergman was a former intelligence agent, a man with some dangerous secrets. Some even say by some of the surveillance film, and this is where people are just full of crap, I think, just to be honest with you. If you look this stuff up, especially on Reddit, a lot of people are saying he's a former Nazi, and that's why he was trying to hide who he was, and also would not have seeked medical help, is because a lot of that would expose maybe who he really was through medical records. So one thing is for sure about this. He took his secrets to the grave. To this day, and this is 19 years ago, where facial recognition is a thing, DNA is what it is, and no one knows who that man was.
See, somebody's going to find out now, because that's the society we live in.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, if somebody goes out and does something that goes against your political beliefs, and they go Twitter famous, and everybody's like, who is this guy? Like the Tesla guy that was keying all the cars. They found him already, and it's like, find out who this was. And quit chasing some. I want to know who Peter Bergman was.
Would you be able to get security camera way back then? Probably not.
2009, absolutely. Cell phone, everything. I mean, it was not that far removed tech-wise. We didn't have the AI and all that.
But. Wasn't that Don Jr. that kind of got that one going too on the Tesla guy? Like, find out who it is.
I think he... But Elon retweeted it too on X. And when he retweets it, like, if you got X, everybody sees it then, because...
That's where everybody comes together trying to figure out a crime or who did what. Yes. They'll find out who this guy is.
So, if you ever see somebody slowly removing labels from their clothes, throwing away their belongings piece by piece, maybe keep an eye on them, because you never know who's trying to disappear. And that, my friends, is another Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery. If you got a good conspiracy for me, hit me up at O'Maffew. That's O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. On your social media.
What the hell did he leave behind?
They don't know. They didn't know until weeks later to go back and look what this guy was hiding.
How odd.
What he was leaving behind. It's a million different theories. And that's why the speculation is so huge. Again, on Reddit, it's kind of mind-numbing. Like, reading some of these posts where people just start...
Obviously a fake name.
Peter Bergman.
I mean, come on. I mean, I thought of the actor, the first Peter Berg, immediately.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Candace Bergman.
So I imagine either one, he probably
just... Sawyer Brown. Not Sawyer Brown. Murphy Brown. Damn!
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamavah Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamavah Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamavah.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Good morning. I love the name. Willa Ford, you know, that was, I'm sure you hear that all the time.
It's the baby from Willa.
Yeah. So we kind of, you're not very talkative. What's up? Did I offend you by calling you Willa? You're like, I don't know who Willa Ford is, dude. Just roll on. What you talking about, Willa? All right.
You had to be of a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So we kind of toyed around with this. You called yesterday during news, and we got you on today. The tease I love is that you started dating a guy, and one would be weird, but a closet full is a red flag. I love that. I love that. And Paige here doesn't know what it is mm-hmm. yet, so this is going to be very telling. How long have you been? This is your boyfriend, right?
Yes, yes.
How long y'all been together?
About 2 months now.
Oh, this is new.
This is new.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Yes.
Yeah.
This
yeah. She's fun.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Is
Well, see, you know, it's good it's lasted 2 months. I mean, honestly, that's a milestone these days.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's new, and we're going strong. I mean, at least, like, emotionally, I feel like we're connected, and, you know, it's been pretty great.
Yeah.
But physically, something's been on my mind, and, yeah.
Before we go any further, Paige, a guess. You get us with news all the time, like getting us to make guesses.
He's got a closet full of something?
Yes, one would be weird, but a closet full is a big red flag, she says.
I can't even imagine.
Just you're on a game show. You have 5 seconds, so you lose.
I would say if he had a closet full of sex devices, would be strange.
Sex devices? My God,
yeah,
Paige.
He'd be like,
we can't go take her anywhere.
He would be high maintenance if you needed a toy for every
Let's not
situation.
Answer it yet. Okay. You say it's you've connected spiritually, you know, you're on the same wavelength kind of thing, but not physically. So is it an attraction thing or what? Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But you know, just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. And
keep going.
And,
That's the secret, guys. Don't dispute wine. Like it's a gateway thing.
Get the wine with the foot on it. That always
works. Yeah. It just brings it out. Yeah. And you know, at first when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. Just, you know, to see if there was anything that I was missing.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the answer was pretty vanilla to me, and I was just looking for signs of maybe another woman that he's hiding. Like, were there any notes around? Were there any like remnants of another woman? You know, you break up with someone, there's things.
Condom wrappers. You're like, hey man,
rubber wrappers.
Or condoms in general.
Yeah. Because,
you know.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else.
Found the closet.
And yeah, and it was in the closet. So
see if Paige was right.
It was sex toys. Honestly.
You got it, Paige.
You got it.
That was so fun. We gotta give her a big round of applause. It's not often Paige wins any games or any type of competitions on this show. And she got that one. So,
and it was a lot of them. Like not just a few. Like a lot. And yeah. It was nothing weird, but
Okay, it's nothing weird. And obviously, we have to watch our, is it P's and Q's? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to cross
all
your eyes.
All the other letters are fine.
But a closet full.
Well, what, like, when it comes to a man, there's only, and educate me, like, there's only, like, a handful of different options versus, I feel like, for women, there's, like, at least I notice when I go to Adam and Eve, there's a little bit of stuff for dudes, but more of it's for women. So like,
yeah, like it would be very hard to use on a dude,
right? Or why would a let's be honest, why would a straight man have a need for something like that? You know, something that resembles that of a saddle.
Oh yeah.
God, you think about that. You might have a lot of different, like a variety of.
So what are we talking here? Like, are we talking, you know, all like, you know,
oh, no.
things that, you know, he himself would. Place himself it, in or
it was things for women, but like also reading material, like not porn mags, but
graphic
like
novels. Oh god.
Oh yeah. Not mags.
No. Wow. not the magazines, like sex books, if that makes any sense.
How
like,
to
yeah, like positions, like Kama Sutra stuff, or is this like just
well, Kama Sutra, and then like also just like about like pleasing women, like how just, you know, any kind of reading
someone's
material
bought my books.
So when he tells you that he didn't really think about it or wasn't thinking about it, what did you think when he said that? Like something's wrong.
I'm thinking, how are you not thinking about it? This seems to be a closet full of things that you're thinking about, or that you've at least thought about in the past or recent past. Elsewise, why would you have a whole collection of?
But like, were you mad when you found all that stuff?
That's a good question.
I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Because I mean, on all the other levels we were connecting and things we were talking about, I'm just surprised that like the sexual talk at least didn't come up for me to find out that he was as sexually curious or interested in learning about this stuff. I mean, unless he's saving it for a big surprise, like
that's creepy.
That is now I knew about the toys and stuff. I did not know that it went to that inundation of like the reading material and all the like. Was there a lot of baby oil and stuff like that?
No baby oil. Okay, there was one little small tube or canister of that jelly. The hot Yeah.
Imagine she thought she found a Hershey Kiss, but it was the top of a toy.
Gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ooh.
No, Lord.
And he's not a sex therapist, so.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you were dating and that's what he does part-time?
So I'm not expecting you to spill your guts on the radio completely, but, like, when you say, like, you guys, like, kissing and I mean, this sounds so like middle school talk, but like, where has it went? In other words, you've not had fully had sex, but has there been clothes removed? Has there been something as simple as a caressing of the breasts?
Yeah, like middle school stuff,
you
know, but nothing moving to.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like, is he, what's his background? Like, do you know any of, heard about any of his exes? Was he married, divorced? Like, is he one of those wild, hey, I thought I was gay and I'm not, and I'm just learning about women now?
Or, see,
I mean, I'm serious.
I'm not sure now. I mean, he was dating someone like 4 months before we started dating, which ended.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question. And does he have a sex room? Because that would creep. I would be
sex
like,
closet.
I'd be gone.
If he had no, just a sex closet.
You think that he might like? And this is like a probably a deep psychological question. But you think like he facilitates himself so much that like that's not the attraction for him anymore? Like a lot of stockbrokers and people who do a lot of hardcore business stuff, Fat Boy will tell you this, that they tell their male employees, get sex off your brain while you're at work.
Got to focus.
You have to focus. In other words, if you need to go to the bathroom and facilitate yourself, do it because it'll keep your mind on business and not women.
And see, me being a weirdo,
we're like animals.
And the fact that you haven't had any intimacy, I'm thinking maybe he's got low T and he can't get an erection, and that's why he uses those things to please
no,
you.
That Paige. Did cross my mind.
Dude, like
haven't used maybe also that he's got like a secret porn addiction or something, or maybe he's got a freaky side that he is hiding
for
because.
Sure.
So you didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up to him after you found all this stuff, or what'd you do? Just go home, or?
Well, so I didn't say anything that night because I just wanted to process what I found, honestly, and I didn't want to have that conversation just because I was thinking, all right, well, if tonight could be the night, then I would ruin it, you know, because if I brought all that up, he would just be like completely. Yeah. Caught off guard, and you know, I was going through his things. Like, why are you in my closet? You know, looking.
I think in the future, if I have a woman over and I take a shower, I'm gonna have her go sit in her car while I shower.
We're gonna go through all your stuff.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're open minded. You sound, you know, fun and all that, but you can't avoid red flags either, and that's a red flag. That, but you can't also say, hey, I saw this. Right? You can't say I went through. So I think you just got to be straight up and say, look, I'm feeling it. I'm at that, you know, it's not on the man to necessarily make the first move. So if I can be blunt, like maybe next time you're all over, you know, you have dinner or whatever, just reach down, grab your handful.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Be the aggressor. Be the aggressor.
What if he wants to reverse roles? Are you down with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the man.
Yes. You be the man.
No.
I'm not into, like, the dominatrix, like, or, you know.
You don't want to wear something.
Also, I want him to be the man, and, like, I like being pursued. So it does take a little bit for me to, like, jump on him, but I think that's a good idea.
I like just
initiate it.
Mm-hmm. But the spontaneity of the new attraction is so hot and sexy when you start dating. You know,
what do you look like? Who do you look like? Anyone famous that you resemble? So you can paint that picture for the weirdos that are texting in asking.
Is there someone? I'd say like maybe close to Blake Lively,
but not fully.
Oh, wow, and he hasn't wanted to have sex with you. There's a problem.
God.
Yeah,
I
mean, I try to not take it personally. I'm thinking like, okay, he's just being, you know, respectful, and maybe if he has a freaky deaky side, maybe he's just like too scared to bring it out, and because once it comes out, maybe it's all out, or who knows? Maybe his last relationship was, maybe that was her idea for him to really explore things more. Maybe she thought he wasn't that good, and that, who knows?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so here's the voicemail. So yesterday the girl called. Her name was Willa. I won't forget that because it's only the second person I've known with the name Willa.
Willer.
And she said, I like this guy a lot. We've been dating 2 months. I've tried to push it, advance it, sexually speaking. He doesn't seem to want to do that. So he takes a shower at his place. She goes snooping around. She admits that. She goes in his closet. Not just one, but according to her, a lot of sex apparatuses, toys, and devices.
This is him because I got confirmation. She didn't hear it, but she confirmed his phone number for me. Oh. So it's definitely him.
Okay. So he wants to set the record straight, I suppose. And he called the FOF line.
And she said she was going to be listening too, so she's going to hear it for the first time.
Okay, is she going to call now? Hey, honey, Willa?
She says, I mean, she might.
Ma'am, if you would like to call and retort this or speak on it, certainly would welcome that. And if you dude are listening, not duders, but dude are, sir, what's his name again? Should we say or no? Or do you know?
Derek. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what she told me. Yeah,
retort meaning like a response.
Oh, boy. I don't know why I'm nervous.
I don't either. Feeling gassy or anything?
I'm thinking he's going to be angry, but he shouldn't be angry.
I don't know. You think of a girl you're dating talking about your stuff on the radio? I mean, I don't want to keep people from doing that, but here's the voicemail.
Hey, so this is Derek. I guess my girlfriend Willa called your show and really put some things out there I don't appreciate. I didn't hear it live, but I went back and heard the segment on your podcast, and wow, what a great thing to find out on the radio that she was going through my stuff while I was in the shower. I mean, that's psycho, right? That's crazy behavior. Why wouldn't you just ask me if I have those things, Willa? I don't know why you would keep this to yourself and then put it on the radio. Plus, why is it weird that a man is not looking to immediately hook up? I was trying to get to know her, but I guess that does not matter now. I hope you hear this, Willa. I hope you realize you pretty much killed whatever momentum we had, but oh well, on to the next one for you, right? If you guys really want to know what happened, you can call me at 864...
Okay, thank God.
8. Maybe I'll talk to you later or not. Whatever.
Thank you, Jesus.
That whole thing, look, that's
I thought he was about to get his damn phone number on the radio.
That's the whole thing again of, well, why didn't you just ask me if you wanted to know? Like, who would divulge that information? I got sex books in the closet. I got other toys.
I think what he means, because her big bring to the table was, you know, we have a relationship, albeit, you know, 2 months. But again, 2 months, did you go on 3 dates? Were you together every day? Like 2 months dating.
Yeah,
how often were you around that person?
That's a great point, because we never knew. All right. She never said.
I just maybe I didn't understand the whole topic.
Likely.
But when I was thinking closet, I'm thinking like my linen closet, that it's shelves of things, not just a little bit of items. That it was
big Beatles fan.
When she said full closet, I'm like, that's a lot of things.
Plus, you know, he had the stuff hidden, like probably toward the back.
Who's going to leave them laying out on the coffee table, like dildos or whatever the things were? She couldn't fully say without, you know, the rules and stuff.
It could be like a dildo and a roach clip.
Like what? That's what I was saying. Like, was it stuff for like him to use on someone or himself? You know.
Now, I wouldn't like that if it was used on other people, like in a nightstand. If that's gross to me.
Well, there's no Plato's Closet for dildos page, I don't think. And I certainly don't recommend buying them at a yard sale. Right.
You know, so maybe that is nice that he has all this stuff for her to try.
It would be called a nard sale, I think.
The only thing that was getting me was she says she wanted to see if there were signs of another woman.
Right.
Do you feel like she probably could have picked up on that the way he was acting around her?
I think what he was saying, hey, the thing about like when you know, let me think of how to word this. I mean, it was snooping. Like, I think what he meant is if you wondered why I was not progressing to, you know, have sex with you, you should have just asked or made the move instead of snooping. And then what you call and put it on the radio. And again, I like the name Willa. It's just slightly unusual. You know, you put two and two together. Plus, we're awfully famous now.
Don't you think the fact that she called us means that she wants some kind of, you know, something to last from it, trying to salvage whatever's left?
For sure.
Or she would have just
left. He's written it off, though. Like, he said goodbye at the end of that. Like, I'm done.
He's pretty pissed. Okay. Should we call him?
You know what?
Try to get him on?
Oh, you have not?
Together? Let's get him on together.
I didn't really know how it was gonna. I may try during the break, see if I can get him.
Yeah, so or if talk to him, dude, sure. If you're listening, certainly feel free to call in. I mean, we
either one. I mean,
when we do these things like with her, we didn't take a side with that. You know, I think I kind of reprimanded her after I was flirting with her and said, "Hey, you snooping." I mean, that's like when, you know, people go through phones and do all that stuff. Like, okay, was the person doing anything? Well, if you found something, you still broke that bond to find it. And you know, that sounds weird to say, but like, I mean, you broke a bond to find out. You found out, but you also broke a bond to find it. But what if you didn't find anything? Would you tell him, hey, you know, I thought you were cheating. And I went through your phone while you were taking a dump. And first off, it's odd you didn't take your phone with you. You usually escape to do some social
That's
media
in
there.
But,
I went through your phone. I thought you were cheating. And it turns out you're not. And I just wanted to let you know that I didn't believe you. I mean, either way.
Issues.
Either way.
She can't unsee what she saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't put the bullet back in the gun, buddy.
Also, like with a woman, like how much, if you walked into, let's say, Fat Boy, you're a single guy. You've been married for humpteen years now, but you're a single guy and you hook up with this girl and, you know, you've not hooked up with her yet, but you're about to. And she's like, hey, this wouldn't make sense because you couldn't wear her clothes probably, but it's like, hey, you need a robe? Go get one and send my closet. You open up. How many dildo/sex toys are too many that would freak you out?
For her?
Yeah.
I think it depends on
what they are.
Exactly. How big they are. What other things? Because I don't know what.
To me, sex device could mean a bunch of different things. Like, it could mean one of them saddle things. Mm-hmm. It could be one of them things that it looks like it's for yoga, but it's for doing it in doggy style. They call it, it's all with the dog. That same move when you're doing yoga is called downward dog. You do it sexually, it's a doggy style. They now, get all the attention the dogs do.
If she's got like a bunch of stuff, like if she's got a shocker and a spocker and a minivan, which is two in the front and five in the back. Like, just all sitting in there.
That's clever. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
That's clever. The minivan. I like it.
I'd probably talk to her and say, look, you know.
Go with the thumb for a third row.
I'm like, you're only 23 years old. How do you have all this stuff in the closet?
I mean,
I know. They're like $50 a piece. I mean,
if it's all still in the box and he's never used it and he wanted to experiment with me, I'd be like, okay. If we had this kind of attraction, I wouldn't be offended by it.
It's true.
But it depends on like what Fat Boy said, what kind of device it, if it's really like something I would never do.
I wouldn't immediately discount it. It's worth talking about for sure.
Yeah. I think that my number would be like, if I saw more than like five, I'd be like, It's like that, like I was saying yesterday when the chick said, hey, I think there's some condoms in the nightstand, and there was like a bowl full, and I'm like,
Like,
you're being careful here, but like, how often you do this situation?
And if it was a closet full of things like what you give me, the you guys
orgasms?
No, that big baseball bat that you gave me.
Oh, don't act like you don't know where it is right now.
I don't.
Like, you don't know its exact location.
I don't have it.
You air tagged probably.
I opened it and it disappeared because it became a prop and something funny for you to use for how many years?
You got fell apart. GPS on the base.
I think it's what it's made out of, the stuff that would never decompose either. Like, after there's like the earth gets burned out, that dildo will still be laying around.
It was on the back of someone's car driving down the.
We're gonna give it away to caller 13 right now.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.